And it's doing manastam that there's a machokes Rashi and Tosus. Let's get our bearings. According to Rabbi Lazar, the din is by a manastam case. A person says to the woman on the kaddishu with a mana, he meanwhile gave her only a dinner. Rabbi Lazar's machadish that she's mekudesh, that's the yashlim. That means to say that it's viewed as a tenai of almanas, and almanas is considered meyachshav. And therefore, as long as he gives her the balance, she's mekudeshes from now. That's this. So Gemara had the kasha from a braisa. The braisa talks about a case where he's kachali b'mana, it says, and he's mona v'holech, and he's counting down, counting up, as whatever the case may be, he's getting up to a mana. And it says in the braisa that either one could be chozer as long as the last dinar was not deposited in her hand. Either one could be chozer. So it's a kasha of Rabbi Lazar. As we explained yesterday, it's only a kasha from the fact that she could be chozer, maybe even the kasha from the fact that he can be chozer. It's the lashon braisa is mashma that the ikaron is not a kedushin until the last dinar is deposited. That's a kasha of Rabbi Lazar. To which the Gemara answers that the case, there are going to be two answers, Lamaisa, in the Gemara to this kasha, how to reconcile the Braisa with Rabbi Lazar. The first answer is that the case is Manazu. And Manazu is different than Manastam. Rabbi Lazar only spoke about Manastam. And Manastam is where we say that the Kudesh is Me'achshav and she can't be Chozer. But Manazu is different. Now, what is the din of Manazu? The Lashon HaBraisa says that we're explaining the case of Manazu that they could be chozer. So it's mashma together of chazara. They could back out. No, the Gemara asks, how could you say the case is Manazu? The Sefer talks about Manazu. The Sefer talks about a case where he said his kachali b'manazu, and there the Braisa goes on and says, what if nimsa manachas adinar adinah shel nechoshes? If there's something wrong in terms of the numbers or the nature of the one of the dinarim is not what it's supposed to be, ainam mekudeshes. And then the braisa says, dinarah, that already allows for swapping. But meanwhile, what do I see in the sefer? That the sefer is talking about manazu. So it's mashma, the reisha is not talking about manazu. So the Gemara responds, no, it's all manazu and perushi come the farish. No, how does Rashi learn this Gemara? Rashi learns that the case, the din of the Reisha, which states that either one could be chozer, and the din of the Sefer, which states the case of Manazu, which states Eina Mekudeshes, if it's Nimsa Chasadiner, is the same halacha. That means that if it turns out to be less than 100, then the option is available for Chazara, and there's a need for Chazara, but if, let's say, she doesn't want to opt out, then as long as there'll be Hashlama, it works. Basically, it's the same halach. You can be Mashlim. This is how Rashi learns. The Chayra, what led Rashi to say this? Now, one could have argued, this is what Tosa seems to hold, and others have shown him, that by Manazu, there's a difference. Manazu, if it's not Mana, then it's no good. It can't be mashlamed. Manazu means it's got to be a mana. If he doesn't have a mana in his hand, then it can't be conditioned, even if you mashlam later on. Now, why did Rashi say this? So immediately one can imagine in the Gemara, there's a raya to Rashi from right now. What did the Gemara say? That the answer to Rabbi Lazar is that the Reisha is talking about a case of Manazu. In fact, the Gemara, but it says in the Sefer Manazu. So then it's mashma that the Reisha is Manastam, so it's a kasha of Rabbi Lazar. My answer is no, Pirushi come the Farish. It's all explaining. The Sefer is explaining the Reisha. So what does it mean? Chayav, if it's explaining the Reisha, that means that the din is the same din. What we say in the Sefer, that Nimsa, Echad Shel Nechoshes, or Chasadinar, Eina Mekudeshes, that's the din of the Reisha. What does it say in the Reisha? In echad men yet rotzalachzer yachzer, so it sounds like it's hainuach, the halach of that one of them could be chozer, meaning and you mask them later on, But if they're not chozer, but meanwhile they could be chozer, they can back out because it hasn't happened yet. That's the din of Eina Mekudeshes. It's Hainuach, that's Rashi. So this Raya the Ran didn't bring, that Rashi would be based on. This is what the Rashba says. We'll soon see the Rashba inside if you'd like. There's already a Raya. This is what you're asking me in the beginning of Seder already. No, let's go on in the Gemara. Let's see where Tosus brings in the issue. So the Gemara gives us seemingly an answer for Rav Elazar, that Rav Elazar is not a problem for the Braisa because Rav Elazar spoke about Manistam, and the Braisa's case that either one could be Chos is talking about Manistam. Fine. Zog the Gemara, it's all one case, Purusha Kamafarish, and it's, and the Gemara brings a support to that. Hachinami Mistavra. It seems logical that this Braisa is all talking about one case of Manizu, like we're answering for Rav Elazar. Hachinami Mistavra. Why? Because if you'll tell me that the Reisha is in fact a Manistam case, and that will be the problem in Rav Elazar, but wait, Hasta b'manistam l'avi kedushi b'manizu nibayim. So what do you need to talk about the case of Manizu in the Sefer? I already know from the Reisha by Manistam that what, that it doesn't work. She could be chosen because it's not a kedushin until you give the last deposit, the last installment in her hands. I know by Manistam, it's obvious, therefore, the same hizatlach is by Manizu. What do you have to tell me, Manizu? So that's the Gemara bring a raya to the answer that it just gave to defend Rav Elazar. To which the Gemara deflects it and says, no, that's not a proof, because maybe the reason why it says it in the Sefer is in order to let you realize that the case earlier was a Manistam case, which in fact would mean against Rav Elazar. Good. Fectosis. Fectivishonim. On this Lana Gemara, that Hachinami Mistavra, that we're going to support the answer that the cases are both Manizu, because otherwise, were the first case to be Manistam, I already know the din by Manistam, so why do I have to tell me the din by Manizu? It's obvious. What's the problem? No, but not the same halacha. There's something in the Sefer that's different than the Reisha. What do we have in Manistam? What does the Reisha tell us can happen? What can happen in the Reisha? Chazara. Hashulama will work later on. But meanwhile, either one could opt out. But the Sefer is something more. By Manizu, there's a difference in Halacha. By Manizu, you can't be Masrim. You're locked in. If it wasn't exactly what he stated, it wasn't the Mana, that wasn't what was in his hand, then there's nothing you can do. It's lost. It's not a Kedusha. To start again. So what's the Gemara saying? That it's a Raya to the terrors that we just gave, that it's all case of Manizu, because if it were Manistam in the Reisha, it's a Kavachomer to the Manizu. It's a different Arach in the Sefer. This is, who's Kasha? Tosis Kasha. How did Rashi answer this Kasha? Bilushono Hazav. Because Rashi holds, as we showed him emphasize more, Rashi holds that there's no difference in halach. The halacha that we say of Yichon Lachzor and the din of Eina Mekudeshes is the same halacha. Rosh na manistam, rosh na manizu, there could be hashulama later on, there'll be a condition later on. That's l'chora, the sheet of Rashi. Tosis disagrees, and Tosis has a problem. Yep. So what does Tosis answer? He says, from the perspective of one aspect of the halacha, we can have a kavachomer. What we have in the second din, which is different, that you don't need, that's not a chiddush in its own right. The halacha that manazu, you're locked in, if it's not a mana, it's not going to work. That's not a chiddush per se. The real chiddush that I have is the din of Rav Elazar, or not like Rav Elazar, as it may be. In other words, whether or not the Kedushin is chal now with the first installment, whether the Kedushin is chal at the end. So if you're telling me that the first case is the case of Manistam, and the Chiddush would be that the Kedushin, what would be the Chiddush? Now the Gemara is trying to say actually as a right, because if you would tell me that in the first case the Kedushin is a Manistam case, and the Kedushin needs to wait for the last dinner, so necessarily by Manizu that's the case. That's the extent of the Kavachomer. Kim de Manistam Yichol Lachzaba V'Amin and Yashrim Amal Lachol Kedushin Kalach Yashrim. So there, by Manizu, it's certainly been the same halacha, but more than that, and there, Shlomo won't work. This is Tosus Teretz. What didn't Tosus address? The other diuk that we said Rashi has on his side. In other words, there's really two diuk in the Gemara that support Rashi's perspective. Namely, that the din is the same in terms of the ratio and the seifa by manas stam, by manazu, that chazara is necessary and hashlama works. What are two diukim? Number one, the Gemara of Perusha Kamefarish, sounds like it's all lined up. It's all one din. That Tosus didn't address. And the other diuk is what Tosus does ask from what's the Gemara's Kavachom. Now, we saw a little bit in the Ran, but we'll see a little bit more now in the Rashba. The Ran brought a raya against Rashi. What was the Ran's raya that we saw yesterday inside against Rashi from earlier? Go ahead. Shirai. In the case of Chamshin, so it says in Gemara, if it's not Shavin Chamshin, so then it sounds like nothing doing. You lost your opportunity for Kedusha, now it's going to start again. Why not do Hashlama? Why can't it be Mashlim? The answer is because this is equivalent to what case of our Gemara? Mane what? Manezu. I'm giving the Shirai. So therefore, you see that Manezu, if it's not what he said it is, then it's not going to work. This is a kasha that the Ran brought against Rashi, so we didn't know what Rashi would say yesterday. But the Rashba comes to the rescue for Rashi, even though at the end of the day he doesn't like Rashi. Okay, so let's see a little bit in the Rashba. Question, Eta. Okay, let's read it inside again. Tosa says, V'yeshulomer, D'meresha shamit mina, we'll see it again in the Rashba too though, D'meresha shamit mina, came into the manastam yechol lachzaba. If you see this much in the Reisha by Manastam, that she could be Chose, either one could be Chose, she could be Chose, V'lor minan yashlim. And we don't say that just be Mashlim and she has no say here to block it. Just be Mashlim, because the condition is Chalmei Achshav, Ubevat Yashlim, and she has no voice to veto anything because the condition took effect basically except that the tithe will be fulfilled. So the fact that we say not that way, that she could be Chose, Alma, what do we see now in the Reisha? Elochol Kedushin Kalat Yashlim. That means, against Rav Elazar's perspective, Rav Elazar came is the basic Chiddush, at least the first level of the Chiddush of Rav Elazar is that we view this as an almanas, we view this as a tnai. It's not that the Kedushin, the Kess of Kedushin is every last part of what he's giving her of the mana. No, the Kedushin is what he gave her now with the tnai of the balance. So here you see otherwise. Here you see that the Kedushin is comprised of everything that he gives her. That's why she could back out. So that much we see in the Reisha, by the Manastam case. If that Chiddush is already clear to me from the Reisha, then I don't need to say it at all. Then, Hachinami, Ki Amara B'Manazu V'Nimtza Chaser. So now if I have a Manazu case and it's not the Mana, so obviously, Lo Chol Kiddushin, Kiddushin can't take effect. And now here, I know on my own that you can't be mashlim. Because as far as the question of mashlim is concerned, that is only going to be shayach in the case of manastam. Manazu, she's thinking it has to be here. If it's not here, losam chadaita. You can't create new money in lieu of what. This manazu means it's all here. This is what I'm mekadesh you with. If it's not in this. In this hand, the full mana, then there's nothing can be done. So that much I wouldn't need the sefer to tell me. But this is Tosus test. Let's see the Rashba, we'll say. Okay, let's go learn a Rashba together. Not that hard. Just have to learn it carefully. Hashta the mana stam lavi kedushi, the mana zemibayi. Okay, this is the same line that Tosus was going on, right? Okay, what's the Gemara, the line of the Gemara going on? We want to support, this is before the second answer, but there's another answer to Rav Elazar, to Ravashi's answer. But the first answer was to reconcile the Braisa with Rav Elazar, that the case of the Braisa is what? Is Maneh? Manezu. What's the support to that? What's the Raya to that? Because if it were Manestam, then it would be a kavachomer to the sefer. You don't need the sefer. If manastam lo havi kedushi, the manizum mibayi. Why do we need to talk about manizum? Explains the Rashi, but quotes Rashi, Pirush Rashi. The manizeh the nimtza chaser, the hashda lo kibra kula mibayi the matzahadra. If I know from the first case by manistam, that's not kiddushin until you get every last part of the money. So the bimanazeh or bimanazu, is it necessary to tell me what? The Masya Hadra that she can always back out? Meaning that the issue in the manazu is also one of the option is available to her to back out. Urfi Perusha. What emerges from Rashi, says the Rashi, is Nimtza Chaser Dinar. The Enim Kudeshes, this statement of the Brayis and the Sefer, that Nimtza Chasadina Enim Kudeshes means what? Means what? Bishachazvav. Enim Kudeshes means as long as she says, I don't want, I want out, I don't want Kedushin. If she wants Kedushin, then what do you do? Pashtus, you just give the balance. But the Enim Kudeshes means she was chosen. This is how Rashi understood the Gemara. Zev's the Rashi, the Enim Achuvar. The Rashi holds now, but Tosis holds. No. If it's chaser dina, then you can't have kedushin. You're telling me I'm kedushin with manazu, but it's not a mana. The haskachi bin manazeh kama, the inkan mana. And what's his comparison to support this? This we saw in the Ran yesterday. Dumya, the omar rasha bin chamshin bin chamshin. And what's clearly the din over there? The alpha bisharatza lishalim ra. Means like hashlim, really. Means lahashlim, not lishalim. Maybe they change it. Lahash, even he's going to be mashlim, whatever it's short of chamshin, and the mekudeshes. So it's clear that manazeh, manazu, if it's not a mana, then you can't have kedushin. It's not just about, I want to be chozer, then it won't work because it hasn't happened yet. If she's not chozer, and you want to give her the balance, it's still not going to be kedushin with that. The start over from the beginning. This is not going to work. Because it wasn't what you said. You said mana zeh. It's not a mana. Just like by Shirai. No, Noah?
It's, let's say a case of mana stam chasardina. So is that, it's all
told? Not such a case. Mana stam chasardina. Mana. It doesn't have to be in my hand right now. Mana zu means it's all here. Yeah, this is it. Mana zu. Manastam means that it could be in my bank account, I can go, it could be under my mattress. Manastam. That's by definition, it's chasadina. Whatever I gave you now means I gave you this, but I said mana, so obviously there's going to be more coming.
So it's more tall in manazu, not the mana chasadina.
But. Yeah, but that's the case. Manazu, and it turns out to be chasadina. Let's see. So this is what he asks on Rashi. But then he wants to come to Rashi's defense. So first of all, in terms of his kasha from Shirai, so what is he saying in answering up from Shirai? The Yesh Roma, interesting answer. The shiny Shirai, the delo shava, if the Shirai, the silk garments were not worth the chamshin, there that's different to EF Shirai who said begufo. You can't add to the chefts of the Shirai. You're mekadesha with the Shirai, and if they're not worth 50, then what are you going to do? You're going to tag on some artificial money to make up the shortfall of what they weren't worth. But you're mekadesh with the shirai. Wait. Avol mana, he says, is different. Because here, what am I mekadesh with? With mana. So therefore, mana, im chasadina, roi rosa bo hashim olavadina. So he says, there's a svara lechalek between the condition by shirai, where the shirai, if they're 50, then I have shirai of 50. I'm mekadesh with the shirai of 50. If they're not worth 50, you can't make the shirai worth 50. You can only add an extra amount that now I have that, the shirai plus something else equals 50. That's not what you said. I'm kashi with shirai. Here, I'm kashi with manazu. So true, I said manazu. So in my hand was only 49. Whatever, mana, 99. Yeah, but meanwhile, I can be master of that. You can, as long as you get to mana. What do you want to say, Zvil?
It's going to the Rash is Lashon by Shirai, like he's the Chamisha.
Very good, very good. Very good. I'm glad you're more in it. Very good, Ha'ara. You know what he wants to say? Rashi's Lashon by Shirai was, what am I Kaddishu with? The Chamshin, the Havelecha Eru, the Dmeyan. That was Rashi's Lashon, for whatever reason, right? That we medayik that. Sounds like I'm a kaddish really with the money. not with the Shiloi Gufa. So this answer would not work. This chil could not work. Yeah, it's a very good har. Very good. Yeah, I had that same question. Yeah. I don't know, maybe in Akinami, would you say according to Rashi, therefore that you could be mashlim over there? I don't know. What?
But to what extent?
If it's Miyod Mekadet, if you would use the lesson of Rambam, for example, Bashiroi, and the other is shown in the Shulchan Aruch, right? Oh, where's the Rambam? Anyway, the Rambam's lesson is all, you know, Mekadet Shul with the Shiroi.
You're saying, to what extent is Rashi really saying that this is a demand? Okay, it's demand, but at the end of the day, you have Shirai in front of you, which are taking the place of that demand.
Right, but if I'm casual with the Meya, so Shirai plus something else, you mean, because I'm saying it's Bidmeyan, then it still has to be in the Gufa Shirai, because I framed it as a substitute for the Chamshin.
Is Rashi saying a hachikam, or is Rashi just saying this is effectively?
You told me Rashi before Rashi here.
No, Rashi by Shirai.
Yes.
Is he saying hachikam, or is he saying effectively?
That's the case that Rashi sets up. Rashi sets up the case that he says, I'm giving you a Shirai for the value. Sounds like I'm catching you with the value, not with the Shirai itself. Yeah, so it's a good point. Good. But the Rashba came to help Rashi. Again, whether it does or not is another question. Whether Rashi, you know, what Rashi holds by Shirai. This is. In terms of, again, we saw this in the Rashba, but we did not see this in the Ran. The Ran left it as a kasha on Shirai. But the Rashba said something to answer for Rashi. Now comes the Rashba, and again, gives a little bit of a, you know, of an understanding of why Rashi said this. And again, he says something we didn't see in Tosus or in the Ran. The Nired is, Kiko Rabbeinu Zalafarishkin. Okay? So even though he already told you that he doesn't like Rashi, he's going to explain why Rashi was led to say this. Why did Rashi hold that even by Manazu, the option is for Chazara and Hashlama will work. Why did Rashi say that? Hada Amina, the Gemara says, Pirushe Kamen Farish. This is what the Gemara says in defense of Rabbi Lazar, that the Brice, the Sefer, is coming to explain the Reisha. Now what does it say in the Reisha? It says, in Matzechem Yochel Lachzer Lachel Lachzer. Ketzad, if he said Manazu, and then it says Nitzach Chasadina and the Mekudeshes. It ties it all together. So Hadam in Bishgam Farish was a Chachzor says Biyado. Okay, it's a Kodaman Manazet. Nu Da'alma Reisha Diktani Ratsa Echad Lachzor says Biyado Bishaya Manachasuhi. It sounds like the case is identical. In other words, we can plug in the case of Manachasa in the Reisha. It's all the same halacha. The case of Chazor is by the case of Manachasa. In the case of Manazu, where it's in Sechasa. V'afirachi katani, Ratsa Lachzar. Masbashet Sericha Lachzar Behen. So this is one support to Rashi, the flow of the Gemara. The Purusha Kamafarish. That's one Raya to Rashi. What's the second Raya to Rashi? This is already what Tosus was getting at. Midika'amach and Amistavra. We should support this answer that we gave, that the first case is the right Rashi is Manazu. Disakadaitach Rashi the Manastam. Were it to be manastam, hashtag manastam, wavi kiddushi, manazam ibaya, alma resha v'sefer b'chadina ka'amayri. It sounds like it's all one din. That's why you have a kavachomer. That if it's true in manastam, it's certainly true by manazu. The i'amrit, if you tell me it's a different halacha in the resha and the sefer, the i'amrit, resha b'dina d'chazara. The resha is about being chozer. The sefer b'din kiddushin b'telen me'atzman. The sefer is about the kiddushin just simply disintegrating. My ka'ama, what's the kavachom? What's the gemara saying? Havadi yitzduch l'shmin and hanitati gavni. You have to tell me both cases separately, different dinim. The haidina l'chot v'haidina l'chot. These are clearly what's in Rashi's corner. What is Rashi have going for him? These two diyukim in the flow of the gemara. The Rashba concedes the point. But because in Svari he can't tolerate it, he's going to find a way to resolve these diyukim. Because he feels that in Svar it seems to be a machlokas true in the pshat of the Gemara, Rashi has an advantage, but the Rishonim seem to hold the Havana. In Havana, Manazu should not be allowing you, for the case of Nimsa Chasu, should not allow you to be mashlim other money, because Manazu means this is what I'm a kaddish with, and therefore we have to figure out a way around these kashas. That's what the Rashba is going to do for us. Umistava says the Rashba, I'll tell you pshat, not a right to Rashi though. Mestava d'achi pirusha. Everyone still holding? Yeah? Second paragraph of the Rashba. Mestava d'achi pirusha. One at a time now. Perusa kamefaris. There are really going to be two ways to work this. He's going to have the rach afterwards. Let's go one at a time. Perusa kamefaris. But the Gemara says that the Sefer is mefaris the Reisa, and the Ketzad. Again, the Reisa says manastam and rach echad mem yachzer yachzer. Then it says Ketzad, and it gives you the case of manazu. And it says nimsa chasadina odina shenachoshes enim kudeshes and so on. So how do you work that into the ketzad? How do you work into the ketzad? The first case was a din of chazara. There's a case where it's nothing. So how do you? What does it mean? Pirusha kama farish? As follows: kigol da amara manazeh umanasharem biyado v'hayamone v'horech v'nimsa kulo mane biyada. Chasadina. What does it mean? Ketzad. Ketzad. Keep going to Amara bin Manazu. What's the case? The case is, he said Manazu. He's counting. And meanwhile, it was Chasadina. Where? In whose hands is it Chasadina? That's what it says. Nimsa kula mana biyada chasadina. In whose hands is it chasadina? And where's the other dina? In his hand. Good. Lomar, what it means to say is sha'adayin lo hispik limnos v'litinla. That's what we're going on in saying that the safest manazu is perusha of the resha, meaning that it's not yet being given to her completely. Then Ratsa Echim Lazar Shus Biyada. Aval, Imhaya Manashe Biyado Chasadina. Let's say the Chasadina is in his hands. He never had 100. Va'amalas Katshiri Bimanazah Enim Kodesh's Krav. So let's understand. What is the Rashi doing? How is he reading in the Lashon of the Braisa? Is he putting in like an extra case? Or is he reading this into the very case? What is he doing? It's not 100% clear to me what he's doing in the words. He's giving you really two different variations of a chasadina case. One chasadina case, which is parallel to the reisha, where it's just a question of chazara, but you can be mashlin. Even though it's a manazu, because that's the chasadina, meaning that he had 100. It's just that she didn't get it all yet. And then there's another chasadina case, which it's simply not going to work at all, because he never had the mana in his hand. I understand what he's saying. I want to know, in terms of the words of the braisa, though. How did you learn it, Chaver? Let me hear from you a little bit. You learned it. We looked at the Rashba this morning. What? How do you understand the Rashba? The Gemara quotes the Sefer. Amar es katshili b'manazu. We're trying to square that with the reisha that says either one could be chozer, and we're explaining it's perusha kamefarish. So ratsa echad and lachzar feel b'dinu achman ushus biyado. Kate said the amara b'manazu. Nu v'nimtza mana chasadina. What's the mana chasadina that the Bais is discussing here? Chaser by her or chaser by him? By him? And that's why it says Eina Mekudeshes. But you mean there's a clause that was missing, that's implicit. That's how you're wording it. It's not that he's teaching Eina Mekudeshes in a different way, like Rashi, and he's leaving out his case. No. Eina Mekudeshes means Eina Mekudeshes Klal. So the chasadina of the Bais, so when the Bais says chasadina, that means chasadina, he never had the mana. But he means, but how does it work? Perusha kama farish? Because the Braisa is implicitly stating the case of a chasadina by her that would be only a question of her being chosen.
Isn't the Rashi saying calling the case of Mona Beholich the case of Mona Chasadina, this special case?
The Mona Beholich is stated in the Reisha. His katsiri bin Mona Beholich.
So yes.
Yeah, so and then he says, Perusha kama farish. So I understand. So when the Baisa continues in the Sefer and says, his kachili b'mana zu, which is in our Perusha of the Reisha. So, and it continues, v'nimsa mana chasa. V'nimsa mana chasa dina goes on to say, and mekudeshes. And you want to find the bridge between the Sefer and the Reisha. How are you going to make it flow exactly? He's trying to work it out. I understand that there's two types of chasadiner cases, but he's basically putting two cases in the Sefer, although the Braisa didn't explicitly give you two cases, two variations of chasadiner. He gave you the case of chasadiner and says enam kudeshes. That would be the case that the Rashba holds. You can't be mashlin. So where does it state the case that's manazu, that hashlama works? I mean, but that's the parish of the Reisha. So the Reisha is the case of the Chasadina by her. Okay, that makes sense. So Pirusha Kamefaris Ketsad Kigon Da'amala B'manazeh, meaning and the case that we just said, the Mona B'Holech case, and then another case. Yeah, that's what he's doing. So again, let's read the... Imagine the Braisa was in front of you and you had to just teach it for somebody, right? Let's read the Braisa. So the Braisa starts... Skatshini b'man ba'ya amon ba'orich rotz ech men l'ach z'afil dinach anoshus b'yado. Omar lo skatshini b'man azu. That was a pierce of the Reisha. What? Stop? Pause, period, comma, what? The nimsa mazal hasadiner. What's that? You hear what's bothering me, Cheva? You understand what I'm struggling with? I want you to read the Braisa now. I know what the Rashba is doing in theory. I just want to know, but what is he doing in terms of the language? The Gemara says Purusha Kamefarish. So that means that there is a case of hasadiner in Manazu that allows for being mashlim, even for the Rashba. That's because it's a chasadina, meaning a mona v'holech. She hasn't gotten the full mana. But the Braisa says mana chasadina in a mekudeshes. I assume that means in a mekudeshes klal. Unless, again, I don't think this is correct pshat, but unless he means in a mekudeshes b'chazara works, but ledina, the Braisa, the implicit case is a case where it was chasadina by him, and that for sure would not work. Which means that basically he doesn't have a problem with the words in the Braisa meaning like Rashi, but Ledina he can't accept Rashi. I don't think that's what he means. Yeah?
Well, you think we like you bring the Rin Chanan, what can you
do? We'll get there. Rin Chanan is something else. Yeah. Yeah, that's at the end. A different case.
Why can the words in Manazu is the only thing going on?
Right, but he's not saying that now. He only says it later. You can't bring that in now. That's a new, it's a new passage. He doesn't say it with what he's saying.
Rin Chanan.
Yeah, but he's saying that's also good. He said, "Vizelos." You mean he's saying that to connect to what he's saying here? I thought that was a new idea. Maybe, I don't know. He said something at the end. I mean, we could go ahead if he wants. But the very end, he says some Vizelos and Harav, Rabbeinu Chanan. Pusha kam afarish v'achi katani. The very end of the Rashba. Ratsa echem en lausa filu din achman oshiz biyado. Keitzer. Go on to Amos Kachi manazeh. Period. V'chinim nitsa manachasadina. He's not saying that right now, though. He's saying much more than that. He's saying two cases. The way the Rashba is doing it, the Rach is trying to work into the words of the Brais. Is the Rashba relying on that, even though he didn't tell it to us yet? That's what we're suggesting, maybe. I thought that was like another way, another Eitzah. Questions? Yeah, Vicky. Yeah, I just want you to read the Brais for me. The Brais starts by Manistan. Either one could be chosen. Now it says, but it's not manistam. Really, Purusha Kamefarish. So what? It's not. It didn't say manistam. The Reisha. It means manazu. What does it say? Each one could be chosen. So now it says ketsad his katsini b'manazu v'nimsa mana chasadina and mekudeshes. So what is the Rashba doing here? He's saying hachi Purusha. That mana zeh, and he has a mana shalim, and he's a mona v'holech, and therefore V'nimtza kula mana b'yada chasadina. But by the time, but what is by her right now is not the entire mana that was by him. Only 99 got to her. So then, Ratzel Elazar shes b'yada. So l'chayru, that's the ratio. That's not the same. That's the ratio. Avom haina mana shebiyado chasadina. The mana zeh in the mekudeshes klal. It seems clear that it's all mana zeh, and the sefer is discussing the case of chasadina by him. But pirusha kamefarish would just mean that it's that we're working into the resha. What we talk about in the sefer of a chasadina, that phraseology can be inserted into the ratio too, just with a different understanding, with a different twist. Okay, so even though it says chasadina sefer, it's like you would say chasadina in the ratio in a different understanding. Okay, I don't dwell on it too much, but that's the basic approach of the Rashba. What about the other question? What do we do with the other diuk against Rashi? That Rashi, I'm sorry, for Rashi. The Rai, the Gemara, Hachinam, Mestava, I, the sefer needs to tell me something different. It's a different din. That you can be chozer because in mekudesh is klal, because until you get the last part, if you would tell me that by manastam it's not kedushin till the end, the matam amar be manastam yichon lazer ba'od bekula mana dafka mekatsa. What can you be chozer because clearly the kedushin is with the entire mana. Rather than, and not the way Velaza said, Velav al menas ye'etin loch mana kamer, not that he meant al menas, but really it's the entire mana in Cain. If that were true by mana stam, koshkin shamar la mana zeh, then it would be a koshkin that what, by mana zeh, sheba'os ha mana dafka mekatsha, that he's mekatsha with the entire mana the mana zeh. Ukshinim sa mana chasadina, then of course, enim kodesh is hafi ukshiyashri, which is basically who answered what Tosus gave as an answer. Keshnir v'tosheft. Now, okay, good. Now it brings a rach. Medivrei rach gam kein nira. So we have the two diukim that Rashi had on his side that were deflected. Now he brings a rach. He says from the rach it also appears shehum mefarish the lav kula sefer pirusha deresha. When we say the sefer pirusha deresha, it doesn't mean the entire sefer. Ela mana zeh bilvad the sefer have a pirusha deresha. What is it saying for the Rach? What is the Rach doing? When we say Pirusha, the Resha doesn't mean everything that says it's Pirusha. According to Rashi, everything it says in the Sefer, meaning Eina Mekudeshes, that's the same thing as saying Yechol Rach. It's one Halach. And what does the Rach say? No, it's the first couple words of the Sefer, that's going on the Resha, and everything else that's different than the Resha. Kilomer. Ketzad. There's an implicit ketzad in the brayser. Ketzad, the amala manazet. What do you punctuate after that? Period. Meaning everything we just said now is kashi manazet. This is what the rav about. The rav wasn't doing this before. I mean, he didn't seem to talk about it. The acher kach hishmiyanu din acher. And now comes another din, the ketzad din ara. He likes it because it's another good etza that preserves the sheet of the Rashba. And then he quotes the Lashon of the Rach in the Rach's Lashon. So he sees in the Rach that the Rach did it a different way. What the Rach did was he explains the Pirusha Kamefarish in such a way that the Brisa says, it says in the Sefer, it's Katsuri B'manazu. Period. Meaning everything we're talking about now, what is the case? Manazu, good. And what does it say until now? It says that you can be chosen. Good, because by manazu you can be chosen until you get to the full amount. Now there's something else. Nimsa chasadina, new halach, new case. Yeah. Okay, so emerges here machokas. Obviously, Rashi and the Rishonim. There's something to notice. According to Rashi. So by manazu, let's just get the, and manastam, they're the same, right? They're the same. How are they the same? That the issue is if it isn't the full mana, he hasn't given the full mana yet. So what's at stake right now? What can happen? Chazar. She can be chosa. Either one can be chosa. And if once you get to mana, then what? Then kedusha. Now I ask you, for the same reason. This is a question in Havana. I want to hear from you. Okay. Manastam. Manastam. So meanwhile, he gave her whatever he gave her. He hasn't given her the full mana. So anyone could be chosen. And then you get to the final mana, the final dinar. Now, the Kodesh is sealed, right? Manazu according to Rashi. So he said manazu, but he didn't have the full mana. So he goes back home, he gets the additional dinar, and then he deposits in her hand. So until he did that, she could be chosen, right? And what happens when he deposits in her hand? Now what? Kedusha. This is Shitas Rashi, correct? Ptosis, Rashi, but not true. Manazu, if he didn't have the full mana, that's it. Start again. A new harayah, new maisa kedusha. But according to Rashi, he could just be mashim over there the same way by manistam. Is there any shinoi whatsoever in lamdis and perhaps even in din between the hashlama of manistam and the hashlama of manazu? Think about what I'm asking you. Is it the same mechanism? What's the gather of hashlama by manistam? The way the pastor said the Rishonim, the Sugya.
Here's the Gemara, just finishing off, just finishing it off.
So let's hear. Yeah, Eitan?
Yeah, in the case of Manazu, that the entire money is the Kedushin, the natural thing. That is what creates Kedushin, as opposed to just a film of
the... What's the case of Kedushin? By Manazu, what's the case of Kedushin? Good to the last drop. The entire money is the case of Kedushin. Rashi's Chiddush is that even if he said Manazu, that's Rashi's Chiddush. That you can even substitute other money. But the entire money is the case of Kiddush. By manastam, what does Rebbe Lezer say? What's the case of Kiddush?
The
dinar. The dinar, what's the rest? A tonight. So it's true Rashi Yod, you could be masking, but it's a different gather. The manazu, the ashlami, is to give you the full case of Kiddush. But that's the case of Kedusha. But even manazu, you can use other money. By manastam, it's tonight. Nafkamina kabir, as we suggested yesterday. I think the Chedesh Shlomo makes this point, I believe. Do you need edim to witness the hashlama, the last dinner, the edei kiyum? So now what would come out? When it's a kiyum tonight, you don't need edei kiyum. It became for the Kess of Kedusha to see that the Kess of Kedusha was handed over to the woman. As far as Kima Tanai, you don't need formal Ede Kiyum. So in the case of Manastam, as long as he gave her the balance, so you have a Kedusha. Kedusha is Me'achsha. However, by the Hashlama of Manazu, it would be a condition then, and you'd need a kiyum then. Seemingly, that would be enough kamina. Chor should come out that way, according to Rashi. Okay, this is all within the inyan here of the manazu and the manastam and chazar. Then we started yesterday on the Ran. What comes next in the Gemara, to bring ourselves to the end of the Gemara? So after giving the answer that the first... The Braisa, the Reisha, is dealing with Manazu, and that's why Rabbi Lazar would not be contradicted by the Braisa. The Gemara gives another suggestion of Ashi's answer. Really, the Reisha is a case of Mana Stam. That's the Pasha. So Ashi L'Chor is saying, even within Mana Stam, there's a case that's different that Rabbi Lazar would agree to. Mona Baholech Shaini, the case is Mona Baholech. Mona Baholech is Daita Akula. So this, of course, brings a big discussion in the Rishonim. We saw a little bit yesterday in the Ran. Keman Kaimalan. We know we hold the Rebbe Lazer. That's the Gemara's statement of Daf Tes. But With another lazer, we have to know what is the halacha by manastam, by monavaholech. Right? And according to the first answer, there's no shinoi. Monavaholech is no different than a regular case, and it would be a tanai, and he could be mashlin, and no one could be chozer, or she couldn't be chozer. And you have to answer that the case is manazu. According to Rav Ashi, you have another solution. And therefore, according to that, Rav Elazar would be modem by monavaholech. You have to know how we hold halacha. That's a tumun, shulchan aruch, and so on. That carries out in halacha. But this is Rav Ashi's answer. Okay, next comes the Gemara and analyzes what it says in the case of Manazu in the Sefer. So the Sefer talks about different cases. First, it talks about a case of Chaser Dinar or Dinar Shanachoshef. In that case, Eina Mekudeshes. In other words, that's it. It doesn't work. Okay, for Rashi, that means that you can be masculine, you can be chozer, but ein mekudeshes. The other case is dina ra, which means heres mekudeshes, but the yachif. So Gemara analyzes what are the cases. In the case of dina shenachoshes, fact the Gemara, if she knows about her sava v'kibla, what does that mean? So the way it's masma hash the pasuk pshat seems this in Tosfos v'Azaken, she's mochel. Sava v'kibla means that she didn't get her full money of kesef, but it's okay. She can do that. The yada that he writes and tells me as Zalkin Shekiro so machla or so dina. Shaminan mehar da afagab da min bekedushin what nitui machel. That means you have to give her shava pruta. She can't say it's as if I got my pruta. But if, after he says his kachi b'meir dinarin, she can be mochel some of it, as long as there will be a pruta that she received. The chidush, that's what he emphasizes. Even though he originally told her, I'm giving you an X amount, if she's mochel a part of it, and she ends up getting a portion, which is at least a pruta, that's fine. So that's the way he learns it. Sava v'kibla. So the Gemara says, it was at night, or it was just stuck in the middle, and no one noticed. Fine. That is why it doesn't work at all. That's the case of chasadina or dina choshes. The last case, Dina Ra, it's Yachlef. In fact, the Gemara, what's the case? It's a Dina Ra that doesn't go out at all in the market. That's the same thing as Dina Shalachoshes. What do you mean, the Yachlef, it should be zero? It says, Papa, Nafakai Diat Chak. Okay. It could be circulating, but it's hard to get it out there. So what exactly does that mean? So where does that leave us? Manafsha. If it's Chak is good enough, so then why the Yachlef? And if a tchak is not good enough, so then how does it help the yachid? It's like chasadina. What's going on? Where does it come from, this halacha of the yachid? So the Ran deals with this question. The Ritva already opened up the issue for us. The Ritva says, just like a malva is not mechuyev to take substandard coins in payment of a loan, and a mocher who sells something is not mechuyev to take substandard coins for what he's getting, what he's selling, so it is that this woman is not mechuyev to accept substandard coins. Okay, but where does that leave us in terms of the Kedusha? So what does the Ran say? The Ran seems to have a suffix, interesting suffix. First of all, why the Achlef? And what if there was not, he hadn't swapped it yet for a better coin? Is she mikudeshes or not? That seems to be a suffix in the Ran. Let's understand this suffix. What does the Ran say? Kilomar, they came in the nafik harizim mikudeshes. Once it's nafik a little bit mikudeshes, why? The mistama lo kapta koshech lifa. So what is the Ran saying now? That the way we understand it is that her kapeda goes so far. As long as she'll get something which you can, as long as you switch it for a better coin, she's okay. And what if you didn't switch it? You haven't switched it? Is it condition so far in the Ran? Before he gives us the efsha. Stop right now in the Ran. No kiddush. So why isn't it a chasadina? Because it's better than a chasadina. Chasadina, the kepeda, is clearly a kepeda, and switching doesn't help you. The Ran l'shitah, so you might say, because that's it, it was manazu, and it wasn't a mana. But if the mana zoo includes one dinar that's a little bit substandard, but it's idea chak, that passes a test enough that it's a mana, but the kpeda of the woman would be requiring him to swap it. So long as he didn't swap it, it's not a kedushin. So long as he swaps it, it would be a kedushin. That seems to be the premise of what the Ran says in the beginning, correct? Yes? Then the Ran says a step beyond, the efshir. In a kedushin tuliyin bekach, perhaps the kedushin doesn't even depend on the v'yachlif. V'af b'shelo echlifo mekudeshes. If he doesn't swap it, the kedushin is still fine. Ella, sheyesh lo echlifo lo midin chol bi'am. That's the girsa that most agoras here. The other girsa doesn't sink, doesn't sound right at all. The orev bi'alma. Midin chol bi'alma. What is he saying? The kedushin doesn't stand in the way. The kedushin is here, and it takes effect. But he has an obligation to be machir. Where does it come from? What does the Ran mean? So we saw the machaber yesterday. Baruch Hashem, the Stipler thing says it's others. This is an right of Avni Miriam. Not total right, you'll see, but the basic approach of Avni Miriam posited in the Sugya, that we have this idea of a tzika for kedushin. The kedushin is a transaction of present pledges to mekadesh the woman with a certain amount, separate from whatever it is in terms of the, you know, whatever you might say about tonight in the sugya. We'll have to think about it out in a minute also. But there's the chiyuv that he has taken off himself, that for this kedushin, I owe you this, and you have to honor your obligation, your mechuyev, to pay what you committed to. Seek, just like in a sale. And that the Miriam wanted to say the kedushin could be chal in the sugya, but you owe the money because you owe the money. The Ran is saying this at the end of the sugya by the yachlif, where he has a mana but includes a dinar that's nafik idea tchak. His obligation is to supply her with money that's easier to go around, but the kedushin, the Ran says, is still valid regardless. Then what's mechayev him? The psik, chol bi'al. I think that seems to be very much what the Ran is saying. Now the question becomes, stepping back in the Ran, before the Ran adds the efshir, what is the nekuda of the Ran suffix? Before the Ran says the efshir, the Ran was thinking, like I asked you a minute ago, that until she gets the coin, the better coin in exchange for this one, till the yachlif, not a kedusha. Why? Because now the Ran is thinking that the gather here is a gather of a tanai, and not based on a chov. Is that what the issue is about? The Russian Ran is the efshir, the ena kedusha tuliyin bekach. Not a whole new reading of the case. Until now we're thinking it's based on a tanai, on the kaddish you with the dinar, the tanai that I give you. The remaining, and she's okay if you machlif, and therefore you need to wait for the kedushin till you machlif because that's her kpeda. But it's all about a tanai. The efshir, that's not about a tanai. Efshir what? It's about a commitment. That's not what the efshir seems to be hinging on. The efshir sounds like until now the kedushin was totally bekach. Maybe it's not. But why I have to be machlif is not because of the ve'efshah. I would argue that the requirement for him to be machlif, which is chol bi'alma, that doesn't change. That was always there. But the Ran only wants you to understand that initially he thought that requirement that he swap it based on his obligation is contingent. The condition is contingent on that. And then he says, perhaps it isn't. In other words, Avni Miriam's idea that we see in the Ran is not just in the Be'efshir of the Ran. The concept, the requirement to be machlif based on the Chol Bi'alma, that's the Ran understood right away also. Just that the Ran would have thought, until he says Be'efshir, the Ein Kedushin Tuliyin Bekach, that this requirement, this commitment, this tzika is also a Tanai as well. And here's where we would part ways from the Avin Miloim. Let's go slow. If we go back to the beginning of the sugya, because the Rav says it by the Yachrin. Let's talk about the Yashrin in the beginning, Rav Elazar, the Yashrin. So what did we say when we read the sugya to begin with? What's the Yashrin about? The Yashrin is about tonight, to be master. Fact to be shown him, what are we missing? Takafu, and so on and so forth. And we have to figure out one answer, another answer. It's Me'achshav. It's as if he would have tonight kafu. Comes out the limit and says, no, it wasn't a good tonight. It fails a test of tonight. But, in Echonami, Nai Batil, Nai Sakayim. But the Nai Sakayim, according to the terms of what he committed to, he committed himself to manas. He has to give manas. Condition is fine regardless. Now we discover in the Ran that indeed the requirement to be mashlim or to be machlif here, and I would maybe argue even the beginning, is a requirement of a chol b'yalma. Is that exactly the Avin Miluim? Perhaps not. Yes and no. You see, the Avin Miluim had a problem in the sugya. We had a problem with Avin Miluim's parents to that problem. If it's about his commitment, really it's a kedusha. The Tanai's bottom. But I have to give what I promised. So why does the Gemara make it depend on what? The second layer of Elazar. It goes according to who? Rav Huna, who holds Amanas Kameyachshav Dami. What's up to Rav Huna? Rav Yehuda holds Amanas is not Meyachshav. Amanas is in. But it's not a good Tanai. It's not a good Tanai. Anyway, it's not a good Tanai because it's not kafu. So what's the point? Either way, you pledge to give a certain amount, you have to give a certain amount. You pledge the money. So what's up with Rav Huna, Rav Yehuda? So Avin Miluim has to give an answer. But you only have to give a certain amount if there's a kedushin. For the kedushin that's chal, then you have to give what you pledged. So why is the kedushin chal? It's only chal according to who? According to Rav Huna, because it's kemiyachshav. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not kemiyachshav, so it's not chal yet. I don't know the mana. What was the problem that everyone tumbles on that Miluim? What do you mean? If it's a failed Tanai, so then the Tanai is batel, the Mice is Kaya when? Now! So Rav Yehuda is no different than Rav Huna. If it's not a good Tanai, so then you're back to where you are right now. So then the condition is Chal now, so then you should have to give your full mana. So why does it have to do with Rav Huna and Rav Yehuda? So we didn't have an answer to that. That was a problem. But you see, the Rishonim felt that it is a tonight. And they found ways to resolve why you can work without a Hilchos Mishpatei tonight. So let's just simply use the Avin Miluim up to a certain point. Yes, that which I have to give the mana has to do with the fact that I'm pledged to honor my commitment to Mekadeshu for this amount. That's clearly part of why I have to give this money. I owe the money that I'm committed to giving. But that which I'm committed to giving is also a tenai in her mind for the kedusha. Just like the Ran would hold by the Yachid before he said the Efsher, the Ena Kedusha Tvi Vekach. So we want to say it's a chov. Of course it's a chov. But that chov that he has obligated himself to pay is also a tenai as well. So long as he doesn't give what he's pledging for the condition, so there won't be a condition. I mean, if you're asking a circular reasoning, it doesn't come. No, he's owing for the condition. She wants the condition to be totally in that amount that he's going to pay for the condition.
Isn't it a pure tonight? What's the difference in that?
No, it is a tonight. It is a tonight. You have to think about how it works as a tonight. So we'll have an action doesn't.
So what part of Avin Miluim do you use then?
We're using Avin Miluim only to the extent that the Rishonim agree. When I seen this Ran already, and maybe the other Rishonim will agree with this, and I think the Gemara Mem Zayin will support this, that really the money that he's saying he's giving her for the Kedushin, even the balance of the money on top of the first dinar is halacha of a chov. It is a chov. It's not a tnai bi'alma. It's a chov. L'mashal. Let's look at that Zion a little bit. Just those few lines of the Gemara. The Gemara mentions Rav Elazar in a different context. What's the sugya Mem Zayin discussing? What's the sugya about Rav Mem Zayin? The Kaddish Benova, Shita of Rav, Abaye and Rav Mabez, the Kaddish Benova and the Mekudeshes. Why? Nova Lotzah Nitna. If I'm going to Kaddish the woman with the Nova, she won't have to pay me back. That's not considered good for Kedusha. The Gemara says, in Nova Shaka Vitaya, the Gemara brings the Brisa, Mekash Benova and Mekudeshes, V'yeshom and Mekudeshes. So we have a Machokas, my Rav Balkamifkagi. Sounds like a machokas, and whether this yesod is correct, nova lo tzan nitna, in which case you can't even kaddish benova based on what Rav said, and one holds not that way. Rav lo tzan nitna, I'm giving you something right now. The Gemara says you can't say such a pshat because the same brisa goes on and says b'shavim b'nachash is ekana. So you see that by nachar it works. So if you say nova lo tzan nitna, how could it work by nachar? This is a kash, of course, on the Rambam. Rav is machalik between nachar and kedushin b'seyim. Says Gemara, okay, so what's going on here? What is the case? How can we work out this machlokes in this braisa? Namely, Lashon HaBraisa, Mekadesh B'Milveh, Mekudesh and Emekudesh. It's not a machlokes in Rav's halacha. What's really the case? Kigon, She'omar lo Hiskatzili B'Mana, V'Nimtza Mana Chaser. He said Hiskatzili B'Mana. And it wasn't the full mana. It was Chaser Dinah. So now what's the shayla? Ma'asav aksifalo milsa l'mitveh. One holds that she's embarrassed to demand, just getting married to him, he can demand one dinner back, one more dinner. She's not going to want to demand it, and therefore he's embarrassed. Therefore they don't have a smichas das, they don't have kedushin. Ma'asav lo aksifalo milsa l'mitveh. The question whether she's embarrassed to come and demand the balance. Rashi explains, aksifalo milsa v'lo sham chadaita. She doesn't feel comfortable that she's going to ask him for it. She's not going to get it, and she really wants it, but she's embarrassed to demand it. Therefore, no kedushin. And the other one says, "Sifal Amilsa." Right, and the other one knows not that way, and therefore it could be a kedushin. Why? Because he'll give her the balance. In fact, the Gemara, "Vel Hadam Avaraza, his katshili b'mana v'nasa ladina rizim kudesh es v'yashlim lema ketanoi amalishmaite." So the Gemara, so Rav Elazar's halacha of the Yashrim is totally machlokes tanoim, because one Tana says that what, that she does not samach das, so it doesn't work. Rav Elazar says the Yashrim does work. So how does Rav Elazar work with this brisa? It's a machlokes tanoim. Rav Elazar, where it says Ami, there's a difference in the cases. Mana chasadina ksifal amilsa l'mitveh. If it's minus a dinar, then she's embarrassed. And that would be one reason why one of the Tanoim here says that we're at the end of Mekudesh, she's embarrassed, and she's also Chadaita. Manachaset Tisha B'Teisha, go Ksifo Milsa. With that she can come in and expect and demand the balance. That's the Gemara. So of course here too we have to know the Halacha, where does it leave us? The Gemara says, Ndav Tesel Chasek Rav Elazar. Good. But that's the case where he gave a dinar and owes her another 99. What if he gave her 99 and owes her the dinar? So in that case, within Rav Elazar, you're going to have two shitas, whether or not it's kedushin, because it could be one Tana holds that she's embarrassed to ask that, and therefore the problem is losam chadaita, and the other one says no, that even there, he'll be mashkin, he'll be fine. So big tumo in Rishonim had a pasuk. But meanwhile, what are we referring to this case as? He gave her some of the mana, in this case 99 of the 100. He didn't give her the last installment. And there's a machlokes whether she's embarrassed to ask for the balance, in which case she's not samach das, it's not a kedushin, or she's not embarrassed, just like if she's not embarrassed to demand 99, she's not embarrassed to demand one dinar. In which case, mekadesh benova mekudesh. So what are we discussing? He didn't give the full amount that he said he was going to give. And just, do we have smichas das on our part or not? And what is the labeling of this machokas in the words of the Braisa? That the Gemara is inserting this pshat into the Braisa. What are the words of the Braisa? Mekadesh, not the Mekadesh Milva of Rav. That's not a machokas. But this question, where he gave most, the majority, the overwhelming majority of the money, he gave to her, just short of dinner, would that also be like Rabbi Lazar, v'yashrin, the Kodeshes v'yashrin? Or do we say if you gave 99 minus 1, she's not going to ask for the 1, therefore she's really not comfortable, and therefore, animal Kodeshes, because remember, animal Kodeshes. Why are we calling it Milva? I'm a Kaddishu with a dinar, or in this case with 99, I'm a Nas, that'll give you the other one. That's called Mekadesh Mevelve. Why? Why is it called Mekadesh Mevelve? Why is it called Mekadesh? The words of the Braisa. The pshat of the Braisa's Mekadesh Mevelve is a case of Rabbi Lezer, a variation of Rabbi Lezer's case. You gave the 99 of the 100, Machok is whether in that case Rabbi Lezer's din would also apply or wouldn't. How we paskin, big Machok is. But all this is defined by the heading of the Braisa. Mekadesh ben Milva. What makes a Mekadesh ben Milva? What? What's the Sheikhs? What's the answer? Why? Because it's a Chov. Like the Ran. Like the Avnim Nilim. It's a Chov. What does Rashi say over there? Rashi say anything? The hach milveh, three hands from the bottom. Lobim milveh sheyeshlo aleha kamer. We're not discussing what you thought, a milveh that she owes him money. Ela she'amala, three lines from the bottom of the Rashi. His katshiri b'mane, b'nimtza mana chasadina, v'amala habeh walai milveh. So what is he doing? He's making that a milveh. No, that's what I still owe you. Sounds very much that what we're dealing here in our sugya with the Kesef Kedushin, it's like a gather of a chov. So it's not the same in an almanas. It could be that chov is also conditioned. Kedushin is conditioned on that seder, but it's about a gather of a chov. So a mussel again, you know, I don't know. You could think of an afkaminis. It's not the same thing as the almanas, where I say I'm a kaddish with this. He says to the woman, Amenas daf samach b'mishnah. Amekadishu Amenas she'etin roch masayim zuz. Mishnah daf samach. What's that? Nove or matana? The masayim zuz. Amekadishu with whatever, kesef, give me kesef, I'll give you kesef now. Pruta. Amenas she'etin roch masayim zuz. What's that masayim zuz? What would you call that? A milva or matana?
Matana.
Matana. It's nice. I'm going to give you matana. Masayim zuz. But if I say I'm a kaddish you with mana, with masayim zuz, and I gave you some of it, and a maslin, what is the bad? And Rabbi Lazar says it's a tnai, right? It's like amanas. It's totally an amanas. Give me achshav. But that remaining money, is it a matana? Or is it a chov? What are you saying? From the Lashon HaGemara, it's a chov. It could be that chov is, the condition is conditioned that you pay that amount. But it's a chov. I guess a nafka mina. A girl under 12, ha'av zakai, right? The kedushah and so on. So the hoshayla is father zakai in a matana. Remember that discussion? Kiv Eger, who? The Bach. Based on the Tosfos, who remembers? Is the father, it's a shayla. Let's assume the father is not zakai in the matana of the daughter, because that's not clear. Let's say the father gives her the right to mekabel kesef kedusha. See the kabli. Father says to the daughter under 12, she can mekabel kedusha for somebody. He gives her the right to mekabel. And he says, I'm in mekadishu, I'll give you masayim zuz. So, the kesef kedushin, who's ochen the first pruta, the kaddish with the pruta, who gets the pruta? Ha'av zaka. Amanas etin roch masayim zuz, who gets the masayim zuz? If your father's not zochen the matana, who gets the masayim? She does. But if he would say, I'm a kaddish with a mana, and he gives her the first part, ha'mikudesh es v'yashrin, who gets the balance? What? She would, or the father? Ha'av zakai in the kesef kedushin. If the whole amount is a kesef kedushin, not kesef kedushin from the perspective of, You know, that in other words, there's a t'nai here. But the t'nai is that the chov has to be paid in full. But the chov is the kesher kedushin too. So the father will get the whole money. So again, there can be real nafkaminas. I mean, if they work out, different shitas, how it could work out. One last.
We're saying a chov would be part of kesher kedushin.
Yeah, in other words, the chov, he's machayev himself to give her. I think so. He's machayev himself for the kedushin. The psika of the kedushin is that hers or the father's. If he's the psika, the terms, the kesef that he's paying for her kedushin, I think that goes into havzakai. That would go into the father's chus. But a tanai bialma, I'll give you a matana. That if you hold that, the father doesn't get a matana. So then I think that would go to her. Again, but I'm seeing the Gemara in Zion that there was this. It really is. It is a milveh. It's a chov. So again, the Avin William wanted to ignore the Tanai completely and then still work out the Gemara that goes like Rav Huna. And we had problems with what he said. So we want to go with the Rishonim that Tanai means Tanai, in a sense that there was a Tanai, and you have to figure out why it counts as a Tanai. But that which I'm making conditions here, the conditions condition on the Tanai, it's not stama matana. It's a chov of the kedushin. It's a psik of the kedushin. That's what I think we're getting to. There's one last thing maybe to mention. This is, I think, I gave the Avni Miluim on the issue of the other Avni Miluim, right? The Gemara says lo samcha daita. In the case of that Nem Zayin, if it's only one dinah left, so one man da'amar in the brisa would hold that the Rav Elazar wouldn't hold his halacha. Because he's embarrassed to ask him for that one last dinner. Therefore, she's lo samcha daita. We find lo samcha daita in different places. We find lo samcha daita, for example, maybe Shiroi, right? Rav Yosef lo samcha daita, Rabbi Rav Yosef. We have it by Mekadesh Milva Da'Cherim when he gives her a shtar chov that he has over somebody else. Okay, so the Gemara later in the Menches also mentions that. She doesn't know that she's going to be able to collect the money because he might be mochel that chov and she won't end up getting it. What would be the halacha if she's nisvatsa? She says, you know what, I'm okay. I can get it. Would that change anything? If there's a case that we call lo samcha daita, she shouldn't have kedusha. She shouldn't be mikudeshes, but she says, I'm okay with it. Does it matter? So there is an Avni Ruim here that suggests, he brings here from one of the Nosi Kerem, the Shulchan Aruch, but a case of Dinah Chaser, this case, where it was a Chaser Dinah, and he says it should be a Milveh, Vinisratzes. So the Avni Ruim says here in Yud Ches, Koshu Mishum Lo Samcha Daita. The problem lies in her not feeling comfortable. She's not secure with what she's getting. I feel nisratzis beferish lo mahani. Even if she says, I'm okay, it's still not going to work. Da'ab mana chasadinar, what's the problem of mana chasadinar that we just mentioned, the thing where I'm in Zayin? It's lo samcha, she's lo samcha daita, she's embarrassed to ask it. And Ritzah shouldn't help. Why shouldn't Ritzah help? Because it's like Mekadesh B'Shtar Chov Da'Cherim that we gave as another example. That Eina Mekudeshes, Lo Samcha Daita, he might be Mochel the Chov, and there it's clear even if he's Nisratzis it doesn't work. Now I ask you, are the cases comparable? Or can it be Mechal between the cases? Here are the cases. Case number one. He gives her a Shtar Chov that he has to collect money from Reuven. He gives it to her, she can collect from Reuven. So there's a madama later, in a mekudeshes, because he's afraid he's going to be mochel the chov, and she won't be able to collect. Let's say she says, I'm okay, I feel comfortable, I'm not afraid you're going to be mochel. No, doesn't matter. In a mekudeshes, lo samcha daita. And now, Luin compares it to this case. This case, where he gives her 99 of the 100, and she's embarrassed to ask for the last 100, but she says, I'm okay. And William says it should be the same thing. Think about Shirai. By the case of Shirai, we said, according to Rav Yosef, first Lashon, Lo Samcha Daita. And we assumed doesn't help if she says nesratzis. Are these cases all identical? Or could there be a difference here? What do you think? Let's start, maybe start with Shirai. What was the svar that we used in that case, that it doesn't work? What was the issue? No. Our own vart, yeah.
It's in the money itself.
The money, the problem lies where? In the money. The money doesn't have the potential to create smichas das, because generally it doesn't. The fact that right now she says it's okay, she's giving kedushin stamazai, but not for the money. The money doesn't have the quality of creating smichas das. That's because this is what's mekadesh. This is a kesef kedushin. What about over here? My shtar chov d'acherim as well. What's the kesef kedushin? This shtar chov. If she doesn't, it doesn't have what it takes to be create ritzo in her part, even though right now she says, I'm okay. So the Kesef Kedushin, you don't have ritzo in this Kesef Kedushin, therefore it can't be Mekadosh. What about the case over here of Avalazah? What's the Kesef Kedushin? The entire mana? Avalazah is Mekadosh to us something. What's Avalazah's picture here? What's the Kesef Kedushin? Kesef Kedushin is what he gave her now. What is the balance? So first we call it Tanai. Now we're going to use a different word. What's the balance? Chov. Let's say she doesn't feel secure in getting that Chov. She doesn't want to give Kedushin. So the Kedushin is tied up in that Tanai. The Tanai is that he pay the Chov. But if she tells you, I'm fine with it. I'm a smatzer. So why does he misratz it to? So she's fine with Kedushin. The Kesef Kedushin is anyway here, separate from the balance. That's what I'm giving you right now. The balance is where there's a lack of smichas das. To the extent that she says, I'm okay with it, I have no problem, so then there's no problem with Kedushin either. The only reason why we had the problem in the case by Shtar Chov D'Acherim and the case of Shirai is because the lack of smichas das of the woman is not just about what she says in front of me, but because the Kesef Kedushin lacks that ability to create smichas das in general terms. And her giving kedushin is not going to be called giving kedushin for the kesef. It's not that one kedushin, that doesn't help you. The kesef kedushin has to have in it the quality of kesef kedushin that she's giving kedushin for the kesef. If generally the kesef doesn't create smichas das in her mind, then her saying I agree is not going to change that. But if the kesef kedushin is not the remaining balance, the kesef kedushin is what I'm giving you now, the remaining balance is what the kedushin is conditioned on. And if the problem is only one that she might not feel secure, and she says, I do, so then why can't Nisratzis work over here? So the Avim really makes it all one lack of smichas das problem, but it's not necessarily the same. Here, the lack of smichas das relates to the chov component of the condition, not to the actual kesef condition. Okay, so a lot of things to put together, but I think the basic structure of the sugya, I think we're able to identify, so that Baruch Hashem, we can go on to Sugya Mashkin tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem. I think it's in the Rambam, but you can have